Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
If the warmer weather is making you want to get outside, you're like Vince in Florida who wants to do a patio. Vince, how can we help?
I'm a do-it-yourselfer. I live on a pond in Land O'Lakes, and I want to do an open patio, a flagstone patio. And I know I have to pull the sod up and cut down and lay a sand foundation. I've never done one before. I don't know how much sand to lay, and then whether to put grout in between the flagstone, or can I fill it with sand so when we get those wonderful summer showers that it doesn't start to buckle my patio. How much sand do I need to put in as a foundation?
Well, that's a great question. Let's take it step by step. First of all, you need to strip out all of the sod, like you said.
Do you then want to put weed blocker?
Well, you could, but if you put a proper gravel base in, and I use a gravel mix for this.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it's a finely ground gravel mix, and it's very, very compactable. So you don't put the sand in as the base. You put the gravel mix in as the base.
Oh.
Once you put the gravel mix in and you tamp it down, and I would recommend renting a mechanical tamper for this because it'll do a really good job of compacting it. And this is where most people go wrong. They don't compact the base enough. When you're done, you ought to have a perfectly flat, hard gravel base that's just like when you walk on it, it'll be just like walking on a concrete patio. It's that hard. Now, when that's done, then on top of that, you can start setting your flagstone or your paver brick.
So no sand at all?
Well, really, no sand at all. Just a little bit, maybe, just especially when you're talking about flagstone, if the bottom is uneven. If it was paver brick and perfectly flat, you wouldn't need any sand at this point. So what you want to do is go ahead, set the flagstone, use a little sand if you have to, get the mortar joints as close together as possible, and then you can use a mortar on that. I would recommend an epoxy-based mortar that's a little flexible, because otherwise it's going to fall out pretty readily. Have you looked at the paver bricks? Because they're probably a more durable option than flagstone.
And you don't need grout, right?
You don't need grout either.
Oh, is that right? Let me just ask, how much of the gravel mix do I put in? A couple inches? Or
how thick? Yeah, you're probably going to want it to be at least, I'd say, 3 to 5 inches.
Okay, so I'm going to put that gravel base, and then I can just put a little bit of sand and then the flagstone on top of that.
Correct.
Okay.
All right, make sure you retain the edge, too.
So just maybe like a 1x...
Well, there are metal retaining strips that work for patios that you could buy, or you could do a wood retaining edge.
Well, I'll send you a picture when it's all done and I'm sitting out there having a lemonade.
You do that. We'll be very jealous. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.